Hi, and this is Annie. This is my last boo for the road trip up to Longreach, though now I've settled in and having a chat with my sister, the things that we've got planned over the next couple of days, I think I might just fill you in as we go along. Oh, what an epic trip. It usually takes me about 11 to 14 hours to drive out with kids. And I know you can do it faster if you don't have kids and don't stop and all that sort of stuff. But by that, I mean you have to stop to run, you have pit stops, you run and play, you eat, you have more pit stops, and then about 10 minutes after the last pit stop, you have to do another pit stop because they didn't want to go and now they have to go. Yeah, you get my gist. But look, with the roadworks and the fire and me just not coping, I trundled in about 8:30 tonight. And I've really been driving solidly since 3:30 this morning, having been up the entire day beforehand. Yeah, I am mad. When I got to Roma and I did those boos before, I knew I was in trouble. Didn't really know what to do, though. I was dazed. I was pretty spaced out along with my caffeine issue, which I would have used as my crux, but I just couldn't, have any more. Anyway, after a heap of water, I thought I was feeling better. So, kept going. But somewhere between Morven and Orgathella, I started to hallucinate. And that would have been about 3-ish, 3:30 or so this afternoon. In itself, it wouldn't have been so bad. It would have been quite fun, apart from the fact that I was in charge of a speeding car, hurtling down a deserted road at about 120 k's an hour. And my kids were in the back. The hallucination stuff was the usual stuff, spiders in my hair, spiders building nests on the roof, the things crawling over the roof, the little guy that keeps crawling on my bottom of my car, playing with my windscreen wipers, things in the trees reaching out, sliding across the road in front of me, all that sort of stuff. Please tell me that other people have those sorts of hallucinations. Anyway, look, I have been doing my pizzazzes every hour for about 10 minutes where I just slow down, put the pizzazz on, close my eyes and try and chill out. But that was really slowing my timing down. And even with this, I was literally falling asleep in front of the wheel. I was crossing the highway, and I've got to admit, I was being a danger to myself and the kids. But with no reception on the phone, I really wanted to talk to Age, or I just wanted to talk to Julie maybe, and just, I didn't know what I was what should do, whether I should just keep going, find somewhere to sleep, find a room. But by the time I got to Orgathella, I'm afraid I resorted to the tried and tested solution. Yep, shots of V, Red Bull, and every other energy drink I could get my hands on. Followed, of course, by the ubiquitous Chico Roll and some sort of corn thingy that was rolled in fat and some other unmentionable greasy thing that truck stops have. I followed up said prescription with the energy drinks every hour. And right now my body is hating me, but at least I was alert for the next bit, which was pretty important. It was nearing about 4 o'clock and the gloaming was setting in. At Blackall, I had to make a decision whether to bunk in at the pub. That wasn't really an option because although I'm sure the publican doesn't remember me and doesn't remember that I have a lifetime ban there after a bender about 25 years ago, I didn't really want to take the chance of pissing him off. It was either that or fight the ruse for the next 220 k's in the dark. Morgan, my 7-year-old, took the front seat as my co-pilot, and I've got to say, he was awesome. We chucked on high beam, we just went at it full bore, we tore in the closing night, and I've got to say, I sent up a bunch of prayers to the goddess, please keep those wee beasties at bay while we pass. Morgan was awesome. He didn't fall prey to the fledging mistakes of the stickeroos, and if you've never heard of a stickeroo, you'll have to call me or SMS me or message me, and I'll tell you all about stickeroos. We did have to brake with a couple of burning screeches, maybe once or twice. Few quick manoeuvres around as a mob changed direction in front of us, but I tell you what, the trucks going the other way were the worst issue. With their huge lights on, we just couldn't see the roos being chased in front of them, and I've got to say a couple of times Nary missed a few as they bounced off their guards in front of us. I really think the goddess was looking after me. There were heaps of freshly killed carcasses along the way, so I think there must have been a road train in front of us, just swathing the way through the mobs. It was pretty intense for a while, full-on concentration. I would not have got through it without the V and the Red Bull and all that sort of rubbish. And with my prayers. And I've got to say, I've never been so